listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, we've got a lot to get to on the Friday edition. Thank you for being here. We are going to check out not only the latest in our nation's capital with Charmaine Yost. We will also get some perspective on a new police bill, some bad behavior by the New York governor, and we'll check in with Governor Huckabee. Should be a fun show. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, We Can't.
And he is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, thank you for being here. Let me just tell you who's on the show today. My good friend, my very good friend, Eric Metaxas, is going to be joining me in the next few minutes. He's just released a memoir about his life called Fish Out of Water, and it's subtitled A Search for the Meaning of Life. This is his own journey growing up in Queens, son of Greek Orthodox parents, journeying over to Yale to explore the Ivy Leagues, and eventually coming to the realization that there is a God and that he needs him. And so what's all in that journey? We will chat with Eric Metaxas coming up, and I'm looking forward to that. In the news hour today, former Lieutenant Governor Betsy McCoy will be with us. There's pretty significant news as it was released late last night. The governor... Not only, okay, so I said this on social media earlier this morning. I believe that obstruction is when you lie to the authorities. I think that obstruction of justice occurs when you lie to, let's say, the federal authorities about how your state is performing during COVID. I think that's called obstruction of justice. I think when you, as the governor, tell your Department of Health to fudge or erase numbers in order to make that lie happen, I believe that that's called conspiracy to obstruct. You're looping in more wrongdoing. You're getting more people to be part of the wrong that is being done. And I think that at the end of the day, that is going to be rather problematic for Governor Cuomo if this story turns out to be true, which it appears there's some evidence for it, that he, in fact, instructed the New York State Department of Health to do just that. We'll discuss this with the former lieutenant governor, who, by the way, not only was the former lieutenant governor and has experience in the governor's issues, but also is a leading knowledgeable source on all things related to COVID. So she's going to have some insight on how this all impacted Andrew Cuomo's job as a whole, coming from that perspective. So former Lieutenant Governor Betsy McCoy will be with us. Then Heather McDonald from the Manhattan Institute is going to stop by. We haven't had Heather on for a while, but there's a horrendous bill that just got passed out of the United States Congress and is headed to the United States Senate. I do not believe it will pass, but it is revealing in terms of what it is that's in this bill that the Biden administration and those that support the Biden administration really want to see police departments basically turned into. And there's very significant reasons why some of the things that they're aiming for are just devastating for the future and welfare and safety of our country. If we actually did adopt the policies and the ideas and the thinking behind the George Floyd police reform bill, it would have twice as devastating consequences as last year's violence in major cities across America. Speaking of which, and this is problematic, the Biden administration has chosen to basically forgive the charges of more than 70% of the people that took place, that took part in those riots, without any explanation. Just 7 out of 10 of them getting a free pass to get out and go home. It's rather astounding when you consider the witch hunt that is underway for anybody who was anywhere within 200 feet of the Capitol on January the 6th. I mean, they're still doing contact tracing. You know, do you know so-and-so who was where? And I know people that, you know, stories of people getting calls, you know, even to this day. But they're going to let 70% of the people that committed all the violence of most of last year just out of jail free? That doesn't seem to make sense. We've also got Charmaine Yost and Governor Mike Huckabee that's all going to join us as well before we're done. It's going to be a big news Friday. I hope you'll stay with us for the full show. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow that's ever been made, which it is. Mike created the new Giza Dream bed sheets as well. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial with my busy schedule. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. And Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. In fact, the first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else. I know, because that's exactly what happened with me. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors, and Mike is making a special offer for my listeners right now. Buy one, get one free. Call 1-800-651-0798. Use the promo code WMCA. Or go to MyPillow.com, but make sure you use the promo code WMCA. Buy one, get one free. Call 1-800-651-0798. Promo code WMCA.
Imagine doing one thing that gave you an entirely different perspective about a special place in the world, Israel. Now, I know I've been there a couple of times. It is well worth the trip. And you can join Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher from our sister station, AM 970 The Answer, for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour. Through the land of Israel, opening up the scriptures to places you've only read about but now you'll get to see, October of 2021. Come and get a first-hand insight into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. They will introduce you to the geopolitical, economic, and spiritual dynamics of this truly remarkable nation. You'll walk on the ancient temple steps, you'll touch the Western Wall, and you'll sail on the Sea of Galilee. It was amazing when I went, and you'll experience many unforgettable moments. You'll come home inspired, renewed, and empowered. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your opportunity. Call 855-565-5519 or book online at standwithisraeltour.com.
A New Beginning presents the timely book Jesus Revolution by Pastor Greg Laurie and shares how it's the perfect time for another move of God.
The last great spiritual awakening in American history was known as the Jesus Movement or the Jesus Revolution. And so here's what we're saying, Lord, do it again. And I seek to find takeaway principles that we can apply in hopes that we can see another Jesus Revolution.
Yours for a gift of any amount at harvest.org.
And listen weekday mornings 5:30 on WMCA.
It's getting harder and harder to make sense out of today's headlines. To stay on top of breaking world and national news with a Christian worldview and a faith-based perspective on what it means, turn to ChristianHeadlines.com. Log on to ChristianHeadlines.com for the very latest news, and then sign up for our free daily newsletter to stay one step ahead of what's happening. Get out of the mainstream media rut with top news and positive headlines every day with ChristianHeadlines.com.
This is What's Right, What's Left, unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always here ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
Listen to What's Right, What's Left, Monday through Friday evenings, 10 to midnight on AM 570 and 102.3 FM The Mission, WMCA.
Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then WMCA's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Hawthorne Christian Academy, International Christian School, Kearney Christian Academy. You can see the full list of participating schools at WMCA.com. WMCA is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to WMCA.com or call Rachel at 212-857-9630. That's 212-857-9630.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, happy Friday to you. We've got a big show at the top of the hour, the big news hour. We're talking about serious things. Former Lieutenant Governor Betsy McCoy will be with us to talk about how the governor got the Department of Health to rewrite statistics. Isn't that conspiracy? I think in the legal terms, that's conspiracy. We'll talk about that. And then Heather McDonald is going to join us. You've got a police bill that just came out of the Congress yesterday, and they really want to defang police departments across the country. How bad is it? She will weigh in on that. Charmaine Yost from the Heritage Foundation, Governor Mike Huckabee rounding out a big news hour next hour. But I am so honored here in the first hour to welcome back my friend, Eric Metaxas, who, as soon as I lost and was deplatformed from my 150,000 followers on Twitter, no longer had me on his show anymore. I don't know. I don't know if that was just coincidence or what, but we're welcoming him on my show because he's still my friend, regardless of the size of my non-existent Twitter platform. Eric, welcome back. Good to have you.
I'm sitting on a yacht here with Beyonce and Jack Dorsey, and I've gone over to the other side.
Listen, buddy, if you know this,
and I want your audience to hear this, if ever I can do anything to help you, including have you on my program, I'm drooling to do it. You're one of my heroes, and I really mean it because I have been, we don't need to get into that, but we've all been canceled and stuff. And to me, it's a badge of honor, Kevin. I knew someday these things would happen to me and to you, but let's be honest, it's a badge of honor. We're doing the best we can to speak the truth, and there are millions of Americans looking to folks like us saying, well, what the heck is going on? Can you help me make sense of it? And I feel honored that I get to be any part of that, and you're a big part of that, and you've actually helped my audience a lot to understand this stuff, because it is crazy. We all know it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, and we're speaking with Eric Metaxas, who does host his own broadcast on the Salem Network. It's in markets coast to coast, and I encourage you to listen to it. You can also get the podcast and listen on your own schedule. I find that most of the media that I now consume, I no longer consume in a live setting. I almost always consume things when I have the need to. So his podcast is available. They're available everywhere you can aggregate podcasts. TuneIn, Apple, SoundCloud, you name it, Eric Metaxas is there.
And the best, I'll say this too, is that I still have been able to post most things that I do as videos on Rumble and on YouTube. And I'll tell you right now, we have an interview on YouTube. I should talk to you about this offline. With Jack Baxi, who has the contents of the Hunter Biden laptop. I had him on my program, and people can watch the YouTube thing, but it is so hair-raising, Kevin. It is stunning that people aren't covering this. I have no words. It is so dark on every level in terms of corruption and filth. It's beyond belief. I'm telling you, there's going to be a reckoning. There's no way this kind of stuff can be buried forever. It's coming out, and I did my part by interviewing Jack Maxey, but I'm telling you, this stuff is going to come out. It can't stay buried.
Well, and that is one of the reasons why I think you and I have become such good friends. And when I tease you at the beginning of the segment, my listeners know that, of course, I'm just busting chops. But I really have deep appreciation for you, Eric, and for what you're trying to do and have done for so long in print in other capacities. But now you have this opportunity to do it over the airwaves as well. Speaking of print, There is a brand new memoir that's out. And the question that was asked by the publisher who sent this to me says, what happens when one of America's most beloved biographers writes his own biography? The name of it is Fish Out of Water, A Search for the Meaning of Life. It is written by one, Eric Metaxas. I have an uncorrected copy. So I've gone through and without realizing it was the uncorrected copy, edited all of your pages where there were. No, I'm kidding. But I'm excited to delve into this, Eric, because unlike some of the other things you've written, this is far more personal. Talk to me about what the inspiration for this was.
Well, first of all, I'll tell you, because your audience is a New York audience, I can unabashedly say this is a New York story. I was born in New York City. My parents came from the old country. My father came from Greece. My mother came from Germany. They met in an English class in Manhattan in 1956. They got married in 59. I always joke around, if you're raised half German and half Greek, that means you're going to be raised Greek, which is exactly what happened, right? I got the name Metaxas. You go to a Greek Orthodox church. I went to Greek Orthodox parochial school in Corona, Queens. I was a Queens boy, grew up in Queens like our friend Donald Trump. And really, in my core, that's who I am. And people don't know that side of me. They think of me as some, you know, horn rim wearing Yale person. And, you know, that's like a persona you put on later in life. But who I am in my gut, I'm the son of Nick and Anna Rose Metaxas. In fact, right now, as I'm talking to you, I'm in my childhood bedroom because I'm visiting my parents. And I got to tell you, writing about my story, it's kind of a classic, you know, son of immigrants, New York story. And I think we need to tell those stories. And I also think that there's a lot of humor in those stories. And, you know, most people don't know the Greek immigrant story. They, you know, they think they watched Big Fat Greek Wedding and they got it. That's kind of the cartoon version. My version is a little bit more nuanced, but it's really, it is about family. It's funny. It's all that kind of stuff, but it's very much, in the beginning of the book, it's a New York book. And I think lately, the greatest thing I could tell you, Kevin, is that I've been getting tons of emails of people saying they're crying, laughing, because some of the stories of me and my dad and stuff, they're insane stories. But the fact that people are laughing, I thought, I want to write a book that people are going to really enjoy, because in these insane times, the least we could do is have something uplifting and funny and whatever. So I'm, you know, you could tell I'm excited. I'm excited I finally got this out.
Well, and I've always thought it would be interesting to try to evaluate one's own life, to try to put it into words and to try to explain the significance of what that story is. What is Eric Metaxas's story? What is the bottom line that you want people to take away from your willingness to document an examination of yourself?
Well, I mean, first of all, the book is really, it's the story of my family growing up, and it ends around my 25th birthday. So it's really not an autobiography. It ends around my 25th birthday because I was really lost. I was a good kid. I studied hard. I got good grades. I did everything right. But when you really think about what's the meaning of life, I was really lost. I was lost. A lot of people, we go to church and you kind of think like, well, you know, I'm pro-God or I'm whatever, but do I really believe it? Do I really know, is this true, did Jesus rise from the dead? Or what do I know? When you go to a place like Yale, which I'm not a fan of, let me be honest, I think those places are very dark and messed up.
Actually, let's put a bookmark right here and pick this up on the other side of this break, because the music says we're up against the break and the computer will shut us off one way or the other. But here's the name of the book. It's Fish Out of Water, A Search for the Meaning of Life. Eric Metaxas is its author. It is his memoir of his own life. And it is available now. Fish Out of Water. Go order it. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
The far left controls the White House and both houses of Congress. But Alliance Defending Freedom wants to make sure they don't control your house. Religious freedom, sanctity of life, free speech, and parental rights. Precious freedoms that ADF will protect at the courthouse. With God's help, we have over 2,000 victories, including 11 at the Supreme Court. And because ADF is a tax-deductible nonprofit ministry, we provide our services at no charge to those whose freedom is threatened. We have a challenging 48 months ahead of us. We must be prepared to stand for freedom. Call 833-993-4377 with your most generous gift, or visit adflegal.org/freedom to sign the freedom statement and commit to help us sustain our efforts. 833-993-4377 or click adflegal.org/freedom.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. I know we're all feeling glad to be out of 2020, but now is the best time to focus on what's important. Don't get stuck in your timeshare. Get out now. For most of us, starting into the new year, the new priority is saving money. For timeshare owners, stopping those expensive maintenance fees will do just that. For over a decade, Lone Star Transfer has been helping thousands of people just like you exit their unused and expensive timeshare. That's how we've earned an A-plus rating with the BBB. Imagine being timeshare-free, the money you could save for a real vacation. Lone Star Transfer guarantees the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For great customer service and a free consultation, call 844-284-4860. That's 844-284-4860 or online at lonestartransfer.com.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com, tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Cleanliness and safety are essential to the success of any business. That's why Cintas has introduced our Total Clean program, a one-of-a-kind service that includes scheduled deliveries of essential cleaning supplies, hygienically cleaned uniforms, and on-site sanitizer and disinfectant services to help eliminate germs. Learn what the Cintas Total Clean program can do for you.
Oh, I'm ready!
Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
This is Jerry Boyer of Town Hall Finance for townhall.com. The Biden administration has announced that they are pulling back their nomination of Neera Tanden to head the Office of Management and Budget. This was not a party line failure. Moderate Democrats shared concerns about her, too. Good. They were right, too. The OMB is one of those agencies that is supposed to be at least somewhat independent, keeping an accurate score on things such as budget deficits and economic forecasts. It's supposed to be credible to both sides. Tanden was far from credible. Her specialty was political agitprop, not honest fiscal bookkeeping. Some jobs require at least a measure of credibility across party and ideological lines. Budget director is one of them. President Biden has a new opportunity to nominate a credible Democrat to the job. Given the amount of spending we're looking at and the concerns looming over inflation and the health of the economy, credibility is exactly what we need.
Publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
Like AM 570 The Mission? Then don't forget to like us on Facebook so you can find daily encouragement in your newsfeed, share your thoughts about The Mission, read inspirational articles, interact with our hosts, and find more information about our advertisers. Like us on Facebook today.
Hello, I'm Alistair Begg. Join me August 28th to September 4th for a week of Bible study and enjoyment of God's creation. Call 855-565-5519 or visit deeperfaithcruise.com for all the details.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
As he documents his journey, his parents coming from Greece, his growing up in Queens, his being educated in the Ivy Leagues, Eric Metaxas tries to answer the question, what is the search for the meaning of life, in his new book, Fish Out of Water? And I encourage you to get a copy of it because I believe it will encourage you and hopefully encourage others as you pass it on and share it. But Eric continues with us now. And Eric, I'm always grateful for your time. And thank you for all the times you've asked me to comment on things on your broadcast. I love your audience. Your people are my people. And I,
you and me.
Yeah. So
exactly. Especially your New York audience. I mean, look, I live in New York now. I grew up in New York. I was born in New York. I can't wait to vote for Curtis Sliwa as my next mayor. By God,
or John Catsimatidis. I mean, if he's in the race, you know.
No, he's. I don't think he's going to run. I don't think he's going to.
We'll see.
I think he's the next governor. I think he's the next governor. He needs to be the governor.
But man, anyway, how much? Okay, just pause there for a second. How much different would this state be if John Catsimatidis was governor and Curtis Sliwa was mayor?
I think it's going to happen. I think it's going to happen. I think you and I are going to do everything we can to make it happen, but it would be the greatest thing in the world. But So, you know, you were asking me before we went to the break about what happened to me, whatever. What I said is, like, if you grew up in a New York environment, working class, salt of the earth, and then you go to a place like Yale University, suddenly you're among the cultural elites who think the way Obama and, you know, Hillary Clinton think. And suddenly you think, gee, what's real? Is this real? Is you know, and I really drank the Kool-Aid. Shame on me. I drank the Kool-Aid and I got very, very confused. And the punchline of the story, it doesn't come till the end of my book, because most of the book is really funny, crazy stuff. But the end of the book, I end up moving back in with my parents. I'm out of college 3 years, and they're looking at me like, what's wrong with you? Like, we worked menial jobs. We didn't get to go to college. We didn't get to grow up in America where you have food on the table every day, and you don't know what you're doing with yourself. But I was really lost. And in the middle of that misery, I had a miracle happen. I don't use that word lightly. I never would use it. I don't mean, oh, it was a blessing, it was great. No, no, no. I mean, it was a flat-out insane miracle. God spoke to me. I tell it in the book. But the bottom line, people can get the story at my website, ericpataxis.com, if they just want to cut to the chase. But it changed my life. It changed everything. And I said, what all my buddies at Yale would laugh at, which is believing in the God of the Bible, that is true. That is the meaning of life. That is why we're on this planet. And if anybody's interested in knowing if there's a God who loves me and who walks with me and who sees what I'm going through, that's the point of life. And there's some people that they're too good to go in that direction. I realized I was not. I needed help. And I think most people at some point in life, you get to that place. So that's the end of the book. And I think it is a message for our time. People are asking questions.
That's, I think,
the
so.
I don't say it because I came up with it. I say it because I think it's true.
Yeah, and it's something that impacted you. Fish Out of Water, the name of the book, A Search for the Meaning of Life. It is Eric Metaxas' own memoir about his days and what God has done in his life as he went on this exciting and funny journey. You're going to laugh a lot, but it'll make you think as well. Get a copy, Fish Out of Water, Search for the Meaning of Life, Eric Metaxas. Eric, thank you. Kevin McCullough, Big News Hour, coming up right now.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Well, I often think that Kevin McCullough Radio is the gathering of brilliant people, but not because of the host, because of the great people that are willing to come here. So this hour, Governor Mike Huckabee, Charmaine Yost of the Heritage Foundation, Heather McDonald of the Manhattan Institute, and we get started with former Lieutenant Governor Betsy McCoy. See, I told you, smart people, all of them, they all are.
Bench thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So much to get to today. We're going to talk the police bill with Heather McDonald in just a little bit, because what the administration in Washington wants to see happen to our police forces across the country is just patently absurd. And I'm so thankful that in all likelihood it won't pass the Senate. But I want you to see what's in it just so you have a clear understanding of what that crew wants to see happen to our police force across the country, and especially here at the in New York City for the great NYPD, which I hands down still the best police force on planet Earth. And they were ahead of the curve on police reform 30 years before everybody started talking about it last year. Just simply crazy. But talk about crazy. I saw this story as it rolled out yesterday, and I said on social media this morning, conspiracy is when a public official lies to the feds for protecting himself. I think it's called conspiracy. That's called obstruction. It's called conspiracy of obstruction when you ask one of your government agencies to do it. And it appears that's what Governor Cuomo did with the New York State Department of Health. Now, someone who has a couple of layers of expertise on this, both in the health arena and in the governor's office, is former Lieutenant Governor Betsy McCoy, and she rejoins us on this very busy news-based Friday. Betsy, it's always a pleasure to have you. You're one of my favorite people on planet Earth. You know that. But these issues of the governor not just telling the feds one thing with his own lips, but asking the Department of Health to doctor and rewrite some of the reports, this is bad stuff, is it not?
It is bad stuff, and although much of the media attention has been focused on his sexual misdeeds, his sexual harassment in the workplace, he has much bigger legal problems with his manipulation and lying about the health data, how many people died in nursing homes following his March 25th mandate. He's really facing possible charges of federal mailed and wire fraud because he sent this information to federal agencies, state agencies, to the public, and politicians do real time in prison for this. I mean, Sheldon Silver's in prison for this right now.
Well, let's talk about that. So if the governor did go to the Department of Health and ask them to scrub numbers or to rewrite reports or just to document something that wasn't exactly as it should be, where is the culpability? Do the people that are involved in writing those reports also responsible? Does it all fall on the governor's desk?
But you can bet that they're going to cooperate in any investigation to save themselves, and that's what makes Cuomo so vulnerable, and more is going to come out, not only about how he distorted the numbers and hid the consequences of his foolish March 25th mandate, but you're going to see other information come out about corruption. Remember, Kevin, that this administration has been rife with corruption for years. The governor's top aide, a man he called his brother, Joseph Prococo, is doing time in a federal prison right now for corruption. And those charges came within an inch of the governor. Remember when Prococo handed out money for state economic development projects around the state, and coincidentally, the recipients of that money donated to the governor's a re-election campaign. Can you imagine such a coincidence?
Yeah, such a coincidence. Well, let me ask you this. How many investigations are currently looking into, let's just focus on the nursing home issue, because I believe it was Letitia James that was the first one to come out and say his numbers weren't accurate, and she kind of like broke the silence on all of that.
Well, she came out and did it well after the New York Post. We knew the numbers weren't inaccurate, and wrote quite a few stories. I wrote some of them myself, pointing out that the deaths were far higher than what Cuomo and his health department were admitting to. But yes, Letitia James wrote a report, and of course she's going to be writing another report on the sexual misdeeds, and she will be quite eager to shine a light on the governor's misdeeds because AG stands for aspiring governor. She wants that job herself.
Well, because of that, I know a lot of people are going to say, well, she's motivated, but you do have the federal authorities looking into this now.
Oh, yes.
What's the real worst case scenario, Betsy, that he could be looking at?
He could be looking at federal charges of mail and wire fraud and obstruction of justice. And as I said, I'm not saying that Cuomo's going to jail, but people who are convicted of those crimes go to jail.
Let's shift gears just a little bit.
Remember names like Mario Biaggi, Bob Garcia? Quite a few members of Congress have done time for that.
Yeah. Let's shift gears just for a second. The rollout of the vaccine and how it's been impacting here in New York. He continues to be distracted by these other issues. What are we seeing that we shouldn't be, or what are we doing right?
Well, get ready for a big change, because the legislature is going to strip the governor probably today of his emergency powers. That's the most that they can they can do. They don't have the votes to remove him from office through the impeachment and conviction process. That would require 2/3 vote of the Senate plus the top judges in the state. And we don't have a power of recall in New York to do what Californians are doing to Gavin Newsom. So the most that the legislature can do, especially a legislature that's dominated by his party, is to slap him on the wrist by removing his emergency COVID powers, which otherwise would endure until April 1st. Well, that's a smart thing to do. Actually, states all over the country should be doing that. Emergency powers shouldn't last 11 months or a year, right?
Right.
But the fact is, once those are lifted, restaurants in New York are free to open. Everybody's free to open. Those emergency powers will be over.
So all executive orders he authored during that time are no longer in effect.
That's right.
Betsy,
because they're all dependent on the will of the governor. And there you can see the foolishness and the weakness of that concept of emergency powers. We know that groups of people elected by the public make decisions better than one person. Otherwise, we would choose to live under despotism all the time. So why to choose to live under despotism in moments of crisis when you need the best decision making?
No, that makes total sense. So we had Assemblyman Lawler, Kieran Lawler, on with us earlier this week, and he said that the impeachment law in New York is a little different than the federal statute in that if more than half of the assembly votes to just accept the charge of impeachment, that he can be stripped of all executive powers and that the lieutenant governor can become the, in essence, acting governor for the remainder of his term in office. It doesn't remove him from office, but it in essence neutralizes him. Governor,
right.
is that true? Is that how the law works?
It's Article 23. I would have to reread it. I'm not familiar with the fact that he could be stripped of all his executive powers, but I will go back because Kieran may be right. I don't recall that being the case. That would be highly unusual. Most of the New York State Constitution was written to protect career politicians like Andrew Cuomo.
Well, and is the New York governorship too powerful of a governorship? A lot of people have speculated about that in the last year, and it certainly seems like he has kind of an outsized influence over his legislature.
Well, he does, but in part that's simply because the Democratic Party is so strong in New York State. Don't forget, another reason that the votes aren't there to impeach and convict him right now is that it's budget season, and all those Democratic politicians, even the ones who would like to remove him, have a handout at the trough. They're dependent on the governor for funding for their local projects.
Yeah, so, that's true.
It's not a good time to bite the hand that feeds you.
Lieutenant Governor Betsy McCoy, we always appreciate your time. Thank you for being with us.
Bye-bye.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. It's a big news Friday. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow that's ever been made, which it is. Mike created the new Giza Dream bed sheets as well. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial with my busy schedule. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. And Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. In fact, the first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else. I know, because that's exactly what happened with me. Giza Dream sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors, and Mike is making a special offer for my listeners right now. Buy one, get one free. Call 1-800-651-0798. Use the promo code WMCA or go to mypillow.com, but make sure you use the promo code WMCA. Buy one, get one free. Call 1-800-651-0798. Promo code WMCA. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question about elder law or estate law? Ask the lawyer host Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan answers listeners' questions every Thursday on my show, Kevin McCullough Radio. Just send your email and question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call 718-238-6500. And he will also answer them on his show, Ask the Lawyer. That's Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock on AM 570 and FM 102.3, The Mission, WMCA. And Sunday morning starting at 11 on AM 970, The Answer. Thank you.
Want more AM 570 The Mission? Take us on the go with our Listen Live feature at am570themission.com or download our AM 570 The Mission app today. Just go to the iPhone App Store or Google Play Store and search AM 570 The Mission.
Hello, I'm Alistair Begg. Join me August 28th to September 4th for a week of Bible study and enjoyment of God's creation. Call 855-565-5519 or visit deeperfaithcruise.com for all the details.
Download the AM 570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Are you scared of dental surgery? Unhappy with your smile? Tired of partial dentures? Then ZX27 glass abutment is for you. Only offered at M&M Dental in the heart of Brooklyn, it's a unique European non-surgical FDA-approved procedure giving patients back their confidence and smile. Here to explain is Dr. Seltzer.
Hi, thanks for having me here today.
Now tell us a little bit about the ZX27.
Sure. ZX27 is a revolutionary, non-surgical, FDA-approved procedure which gives patients a permanent smile without having to endure surgery and eliminates partial dentures.
Do you own the exclusive rights to this procedure?
Yes, we do, for the United States. This procedure has been done for over 30 years in 28 different countries worldwide.
What kind of feedback have you been receiving from your patients?
Patients are loving their new beautiful smiles while avoiding implant surgery and not having to wear partial dentures.
That's fantastic. Thanks, Dr. Seltzer. Call M&M Dental now at 718-853-5777. That's 718-853-5777.
It's hard to know who to trust when selling your home. If you're retired and looking to sell your home, Calamine & Company Real Estate is the best agency for you. They only represent sellers, putting sellers' needs above everything else. Louis Calamine and his team take a client-focused, old-school approach to real estate. Whatever needs to be done to get the deal closed quickly and for top dollar, Calamine & Company Real Estate gets the job done. They also specialize in selling estate-owned properties and are regularly hired by executors, administrators, attorneys, and even the surrogates court. And perhaps most impressive about them is their 100% success rate. Calamine & Company is the best broker a seller can hire, especially when selling estate-owned properties. Offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, and Staten Island. Call 718-998-1100. That's 718-998-1100. Or go to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
If you'd like a smartphone that's really smart, download the OnePlace.com app, the app that will inspire your faith daily and provide answers to the biggest questions of all. OnePlace lets you download your favorite pastor's programs and listen even offline or in airplane mode with easy connections to your Bluetooth speaker or dashboard. To download your free OnePlace app, visit the iTunes App Store or the Google Play Store for your Android device and search for OnePlace. That's OnePlace.
A New Beginning presents the timely book Jesus Revolution by Pastor Greg Laurie and shares how it's the perfect time for another move of God.
The last great spiritual awakening in American history was known as the Jesus Movement or the Jesus Revolution. And so here's what we're saying, Lord, do it again. And I seek to find takeaway principles that we can apply in hopes that we can see another Jesus Revolution.
Yours for a gift of any amount at harvest.org.
And listen weekday mornings 5:30 on WMCA.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, coming out of the House of Representatives this week, another vote. We've talked about a number of pieces of legislation that have passed in the House, some that will get by in the Senate if they're related to the, for instance, the spending bill, because they could use reconciliation measures towards that. But there have been a couple that are not going to see the light of day because they don't have the 60-plus votes to defeat the filibuster in the Senate. One is H.R. 1, which thankfully will not impact elections at this point in time. We've got to start paying attention, though, friends. If we don't pay attention to what they're asking to push through, they're going to get it pushed through at some point. We've got to stay engaged. And another bill this week that they were doing the same kind of dog and pony routine on was the police reform measure that they titled after the passing of George Floyd. What is in that bill? What does it say about their priorities? Heather McDonald, longtime fellow at the Manhattan Institute and contributing editor at the City Journal, rejoins us. Her most recent book, The War on Cops and the Diversity Delusion, those two books I recommend highly, important must-reads on this issue. Heather, it's always a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you for being back. What do we know about what the Biden administration and his team of progressives that he has around him really want to see happen with police, professional police work as a whole? What does this bill tell us?
Well, the Biden administration is on record of wanting to completely emasculate policing by imposing on it a completely phony race narrative, which says that if police generate activity data, whether it's pedestrian stops, investigatory stops, arrests, that are racially disproportionate, that is a per se evidence of police racism. That narrative is completely false, and it ignores the overwhelming reality that drives data-driven policing in New York and elsewhere today, which is the incidence of crime. We are not allowed to talk about this, Kevin, but crime rates are vastly different by race. In New York City, for example, blacks commit about three-quarters of all shootings, though they are 23% of the population. Whites commit less than 2% of all shootings, though they're 34% of the population. So a black New Yorker is 20 times more likely to commit a shooting in New York than a white New Yorker. What does that mean for policing? It means that virtually every time the cops are called out on a shots fired call, they are being called to a minority neighborhood on behalf of a minority victim and being given the description of a minority suspect if anyone for once is cooperating with the police. But the Biden administration, its Justice Department, you can forget the bill, it doesn't matter. The Biden administration is on record saying it is going to fight what it views as systemic racism and view racial disparities as proof of that. That is going to further render New York cops passive. They're not going to want to make those investigatory stops that will generate inevitably racially disproportionate data. And again, it is not because they are racist, Kevin. It is because they are following the data, and that leads them, when you're talking about violent street crime, overwhelmingly to black and Hispanic neighborhoods.
Heather, I think one of the things that really bothers normal dads like me, I've got three kids, 10, 8, and 5, or 6, and they're you know, making their way in the world, and they're going to be out there soon. And we sit here and we hear these kinds of breakdowns, as you have very systematically and very thoroughly done this research, and we ask ourselves the question, why is it being driven by data? Why aren't we just fighting crime where crime stands? And if it happens to be in more of this community than in other communities, then so be it. But shouldn't the goal of public safety override all concerns about data in particular? Because the larger concern of public safety is, I don't care who it is that wants to commit the crime. I don't want that crime touching my family, particularly my children. And at the end of the day, I think most Americans think this way. Why can't we get back to that?
Well, that's a very deep and difficult question. The country, you know, far from being white supremacist, that is one of the most ridiculous charges that is now the theme in the mainstream media. So far are Americans from being white supremacist that they routinely turn their eyes away from these senseless drive-by shootings. Last year, over four dozen black children were killed in drive-by shootings. Imagine if four dozen white children had been killed in drive-by shootings. There'd be a revolution. But we are so reluctant to even notice the breakdown in the black inner city community that we don't want to recognize the facts. And by doing so, by telling the police that they're racist for trying to prevent crime, we are consigning the thousands of law-abiding
bourgeois residents of those communities who just want to get on with their lives and be able to walk safely in the streets to lives of stunted opportunity and, yeah. And stunted potential.
That is so true. We're speaking with Heather McDonald. Her expertise with the Manhattan Institute has really been to take a hard look at policing in the last few years, and her books reflect that, as do her writings, her op-eds, etc. And you can find out more of what she has authored at manhattan-institute.org. The challenge here, and I know it's unpopular. It's unpopular for us even to have this discussion on the airwaves. But if we don't begin to address the inconsistencies of black on black crime, that just, as you just pointed out, sentences more black children to death. Why don't public officials seem as concerned about the actual outcome of their policies as they are in making these bloviated statements of what, idealized society should look like, and arguing from the data standpoint as opposed to the results standpoint?
Well, again, I mean, these are very difficult, weird issues about American culture today. I did a segment last night on Tucker Carlson about this, and I gave the crime data not just in New York, but in St. Louis, Los Angeles, and Chicago, which are even more disproportionate. I mean, in St. Louis.
Yeah, you were saying that that's more disproportional.
There was a comment on the Twitter feed saying that this is just spreading hate. No, it's not. It's spreading safety. It's being honest about our crime problem spread safety. But to talk about the cultural breakdown in the inner city that is driving this crime is now viewed as peddling in hate. It is just a profound taboo that one is not allowed to broach.
Yeah, no, it's well said, and we have to broach it anyway. That's why this radio show is a little bit different than a lot of others. Heather McDonald, thank you so much for your time today. Have a great weekend, and thanks for your thoughts.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough coming back. We speak with Charmaine Yost from the Heritage Foundation next. Stay with us.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Numbers most important for prostate cancer treatment. 1, excellent results. 2, avoiding robotic surgery. 3, maintaining sexual function. 4, keeping urinary control. 5, avoiding robotic surgery's penis shortening. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Our goals of prostate cancer treatment for you. I'm Dr. Lederman. Men with prostate cancer wish great results, avoiding robotic surgery, maintaining sexual and urinary life, and penis integrity. Meet Dr. Lederman to learn more. For free booklet DVD, call 212 Choices. All outpatient, 1384 Broadway at 38th. Most insurance, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Call Dr. Lederman, 212 Choices. Decades of experience treating thousands with prostate cancer. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Results, avoiding robotic surgery, quality of life, penis integrity. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You'll be number one with Dr. Lederman. Call 212 Choices, 212 Choices.
The far left controls the White House and both houses of Congress. But Alliance Defending Freedom wants to make sure they don't control your house. Religious freedom, sanctity of life, free speech, and parental rights. Precious freedoms that ADF will protect at the courthouse. With God's help, we have over 2,000 victories, including 11 at the Supreme Court. And because ADF is a tax-deductible nonprofit ministry, we provide our services at no charge to those whose freedom is threatened. We have a challenging 48 months ahead of us. We must be prepared to stand for freedom. Call 833-993-4377 with your most generous gift, or visit adflegal.org/freedom to sign the freedom statement and commit to help us sustain our efforts. 833-993-4377 or click adflegal.org/freedom.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DINOVITE.com.
DynaVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DynaVite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a Dynavite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without Dynavite. When I get out the Dynavite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Hi, this is Adam Holtz, and you're listening to Plugged In.
This hotel has been host to four presidents, three popes, two kings, and we're about to host the wedding of the century.
Animated frenemies Tom and Jerry are back, this time in a new movie called, what else, Tom and Jerry, now in theaters and streaming on HBO Max. Tom and Jerry have moved to New York City. Tom's looking for work, while Jerry's moved into a swanky hotel. That's when Tom gets hired by a 20-something named Kayla to clean up the place's rodent problem. Cue the comedic chaos. Cartoony violence fills this hybrid live-action meets animation movie. Humans misuse God's name a few times, too. Otherwise, Tom and Jerry is exactly what you'd expect. So we're giving it a 4 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio. I'm Adam Holtz for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. She fights to protect America's heritage. Heritage Foundation Vice President of the Institute for Family, Community, and Opportunity, Dr. Charmaine Yost, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us on this Friday. And as we continue, don't forget, of course, Governor Mike Huckabee coming up yet. We'll have his witty insights for the week yet to come. But I want to turn to our nation's capital because Charmaine Yost reports to us from the nation's capital each week. And that happens to be the site and location of where this extended request has come in from the Capitol Police to keep the National Guard on duty. Now, they're not bothering to serve them cooked chicken or give them warm places to sleep at night. But on the upside, Dr. Jill Biden did come out and give, you know, 6 chocolate chip cookies to some people a couple of weeks ago. Charmaine Yost is back with us. Charmaine, your reaction, being a Washingtonian, in and out of the city every day as your job requires of you. I'm discouraged. I see these razor wires up along the fencing along Capitol Hill, and I'm saying that looks like something out of a 1980s East Berlin movie, not Washington, D.C.
Hey, Kevin, happy Friday. Listen, you know, it's interesting you should ask me about this because Heritage Foundation is located on Capitol Hill. We're right across from Union Station. And so I was down there the other day, and I have to tell you, from an eyewitness perspective, this is worse than you think. I had in my mind, they said that they'd put up fencing around the Capitol. They haven't put up fencing around the Capitol, Kevin. They have fenced off a large portion of Capitol Hill. The fencing, for those of you who know D.C. and many of your audience does, the fencing goes all the way down to Union Station and then all the way up the hill to right across the street from the Heritage Foundation. So it basically, it encircles the entire Capitol complex. So, you know, I think that as Americans, we really do need to ask, like, what is the plan here? How long is this going to go on? And it's not just fencing. There's concertina wire around the top of it.
Right.
So, you know, we do hear a little bit here, there, and yon about there being ongoing threats to lawmakers. Like to know a little bit more about that. If there's some kind of legitimate threat, that's one thing. But in terms of, you know, the other day they were reporting and saying there was some kind of Q gathering or something that they were hearing noise about, and then there was just nothing. So I just think that they really, really fell down on the job in terms of having the appropriate response on January 6th, or not response, but preparation. You know, they should have been better prepared. They should have responded more quickly. We still don't have answers to all the questions that many of us have about what happened that day. But then to use this as an excuse to turn a large portion of the downtown D.C. area, or not downtown, but the Capitol Hill area, into a militarized zone is really, really troubling.
Well, and I think that if you do see pictures of it, particularly on a rainy night with some of the lights beaming from the Capitol complex, it really does, as I said, kind of harken back to the 1980s Cold War and like places that people were not allowed to be. And this is the people's capital. This is the people's house. We are allowed to be there. And I know that there were people that were unhappy about what happened on January the 6th. I know that there were some people who died that probably would not have died had some of that not happened. However, I don't think that, you know, 2 months later, still having everything behind razor wire is the answer to it. But, you know, I'm going to let Washington, D.C. and the powers that be figure that out, I guess. I just don't. When I see these stories, Charmaine, about the National Guard being served undercooked chicken, which is really deadly. I mean, it can create right. all kinds of food poisoning problems that you just don't even have with other undercooked meats. And to know that they've been, you know, shuffled around in, you know, parking garages and other things to sleep in. It seems like we're asking an awful lot of those men and women that put on the uniform to serve their country for not a lot of justified reasons. And that breaks my heart.
Well, it's a little concerning to me. Like I said, you and I both believe in law and order and protecting people. So if there's a legitimate threat, they need to be prepared. But I think as Americans, we need to have a reassurance that this is not being used politically and not trying to have this subtle telegraphing of a message that there is a threat that there really isn't.
Yeah. Do you think that is somewhat of a distraction given the continued kind of diminished state that the president seems to present, even being cut off, you know, of his own press conference event where he says, I'll open it up for questions, and they cut him off. And like the very controlled way they're putting him in public and the limited times that they do. And these stories coming out about the vice president fielding most of the phone calls from heads of state across the globe. I mean, it seems like, I don't know. It seems very weird, Charmaine. You and I have worked together for a long time, and I joined you in Washington, D.C. for a period of time. I've never seen an administration be handled like this.
Well, it is interesting, and I will say that it's one of the things that's also concerning is the coverage is just so positive and so upbeat. And it is one thing to give a president a honeymoon. It's another for it to endure for an extremely long time. And so I think we're all going to be watching to see if we get the kind of transparency and the hard-hitting reporting that we've come to be used to. I think there needs to be a call for an even-handed approach and for holding the administration accountable for transparency.
Not holding my breath on that one, but I agree with your points. Charmaine Yost, thanks as always for being with us, and thanks for the great work you're doing. Kevin McCullough, coming right back with Governor Mike Huckabee. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow that's ever been made, which it is. Mike created the new Giza Dream bed sheets as well. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial with my busy schedule. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. And Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. In fact, the first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else. I know, because that's exactly what happened with me. Giza Dream sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors, and Mike is making a special offer for my listeners right now. Buy one, get one free. Call 1-800-651-0798. Use the promo code WMCA or go to MyPillow.com, but make sure you use the promo code WMCA. Buy one, get one free. Call 1-800-651-0798. Promo code WMCA.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I can't make heads or tails of elder law or estate care, and I got to tell you, Mike Connors does. That's why I want you to get your questions asked from him every Thursday on my show, Kevin McCullough Radio. Just email your question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call 718-238-6500. Then listen to Mike's show Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock on AM 570 The Mission and FM 102.3, and Sunday mornings starting at 11 on AM 970 The Answer.
This is What's Right, What's Left, unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric. rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
Listen to What's Right, What's Left, Monday through Friday evenings, 10 to midnight on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com, tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Sean, I'm so glad that you listen to the show and that you enjoy what we do on 970. Tell me about your experience with Landmark Capital.
You know, I was very fortunate to have discovered David through your show.
Did you feel pressure in working with Landmark?
Not at all. As a matter of fact, I had said to him, let me take a chance to do some research on this. And he was very confident that the information that he was giving me was verifiable. And I could feel that over the phone.
Did you get your medals in a timely manner?
I did indeed.
Did you get what you ordered?
Yes, I did.
How would you rate the experience overall from 1 to 10, 10 being high?
10, straight across the board.
Call this number, 844-604-2575. Tell them you heard Kevin McCullough talking about it. Tell them you heard Sean on Kevin McCullough's broadcast, and ask for the resources, ask for the information. Get yourself educated and get yourself protected as we go forward. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
He is one of the longest-serving governors in American history, a two-time presidential candidate, a top-rated Fox News Channel host, and all of that before being known as Sarah's dad. Governor Mike Huckabee, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And we do look forward to chatting with Governor Huckabee every Friday, partly because he gives us a sneak peek of what's coming up on his big show on TBN this weekend. But, Governor, we also like talking to you about common sense. You know, common sense is about as rare as Arkansas-style lasagna these days. We need more of it in the public conversation. I am curious. Did you see the White House cut the president off of his own digital press conference the other night when he opened it up for questions? And are we looking at the severe deterioration of Citizen One in America right now? And does that bother you at all?
Well, it bothers me tremendously because they're scared to death that he might go to an unscripted moment and utterly just implode. I've never seen anything quite like that. It usually is that the president dictates, I'm going to keep taking questions. We saw that with Donald Trump time after time. And his press people would back off and say, yes, sir, you're the president. We work for you. In this case, Joe Biden looks up and says, what do y'all want me to do? And obviously they didn't want him to take any questions because, God forbid, he didn't know how to answer them without the script and the teleprompter in front of him. So they just cut him off and went to a tone. I mean, I have not seen anything quite like that. But this is a president who even CNN had to admit, not in the last 100 years has a president been as inaccessible to the press as Joe Biden has. And the fact that they even recognize that tells you it's significant.
Well, and to your point, and it's a great point, the press was not kind to Donald Trump. But they sure enjoyed the fact that he would jaw with them at the drop of a hat. On his way to the air helicopter nearly every day, they'd get some soundbite from him. And if you talk to the longtime veterans in the press corps, they will tell you no one was ever as accessible as the Trump administration. And, you know, your daughter had a lot to do with that when she was running the press office. But that was consistent throughout the entire 4 years of his presidency. And now to have this totally, you know, hidden back in the back room somewhere kind of administration. He only comes out and signs his executive orders and says what's on his 3x5 cards that he has neatly tucked into his suit pocket. And then he goes back to his little hole. I've never seen anything like it. And I think if people were pondering, you know, are we really being operated? Is the president really in charge? I would have a hard time convincing people that he was.
Not if they see this. Now, I will say that you gave my daughter some credit for Trump being so accessible. It really was what he wanted to do. And he would stand out there and answer questions so long that they'd have to refuel the helicopter, for heaven's sakes. I mean, he took as many questions as they had. They finally gave up before he did. And you're right. There's never been a president who was that accessible. He'd walk into the press room. He'd catch them on the fly. He would just answer their questions and go on and on. Joe Biden won't take any question that he didn't know in advance and that his staff hadn't prepped him with either a card or something on his teleprompter. And when he tries to go off script and say, what do you want me to do? It's pretty evident. What they want him to do is totally shut it down because they're afraid he can't handle an unscripted moment. That's scary for a president of the States.
No, it really is, especially when we're so used to having such a transparent one. Let's talk about one of the things that is really important right now. And this was highlighted this week by the story where the feds released 108 COVID positive illegal aliens into the state of Texas. But we've got some real problems on our southern border, Governor. And while you were never a border state governor, you dealt with a lot of the immigration fallout from Texas and some of the problems that they had. What are your thoughts about where we are 2 months in with this new immigration kind of approach?
Well, the first thing this tells us is that the Biden administration is outright lying when they say their number one concern is COVID. If it was, they would shut that border down unless everyone who came in was carefully tested and tested negative. There's no way that you let them in. And I'm wondering how many of those people coming in have an ample supply of masks so they can make Dr. Fauci happy. They need two a day, as you know, two on top of each other so that they can make sure they're properly masked. Now they're talking opening a military facility, Fort Lee, just south of Richmond, Virginia, because there are so many people stacked up on the border in Del Rio and in other sections where they put up tents, and now those are overrun. They're going to take people who come into the southern border, fly them to Fort Lee, and put them in what used to be an army base. Now, the Democrats keep saying, we don't have a crisis, we have a challenge. Let me tell you something. If this were happening under Donald Trump's administration, it would be more than a crisis. It would be a humanitarian crisis. It would be the worst thing that ever happened. And the reason we didn't have this crisis is because the president actually got control of the border. Joe Biden, for a political move, not humanitarian, has decided he's just going to open the gates. And if somebody has COVID, come on in and give it to the rest of us. Why the heck not? It's just disgraceful.
Well, and you consider that that's happening, and then you see what their agenda is coming out of the House of Representatives. They keep passing these bills that are some of the most radical and some of the most truly shape-shifting type of things. I mean, there's no way that H.R. 1 is going to get passed in the Senate because it'll have to get 60 to get there. But what they want to do, Governor, by way of giving basically the federal government the right to override every state voting law. And then you couple that with the police bill that they just passed, trying to say that, you know, we've got to handcuff every police department in the entire country, radically roll back some of these common sense law enforcement techniques. This is a group of people that I am not convinced has the welfare of America in mind foremost in their thoughts every day. In fact, I would argue in many instances, it seems like it's the opposite.
Yeah, and I'd love to ask some of those folks that thought that they needed to vote for Joe Biden because he's such a moderate and he's such a great guy. How's that working out for you?
Yeah.
And do those people enjoy set it out on the Senate races and we lost those two seats? How's that working out for the rest of the country? This is a crisis, and all I can do is hope and pray we can survive until 2022. But I really believe America will come to its senses, and we will take control of both the House, the Senate, and some more governorships, and try to put a roadblock to some of these absolutely nutty ideas that are undermining the very essence of our country.
We got to pray to that end. Okay, Governor, real quickly, what's coming up on the big show this weekend?
Well, Governor Kristi Noem will be with us. We'll be talking about why South Dakota didn't follow all of the guidelines to shut everybody down, including churches, and why they decided that every business was essential. And then we've got a great country artist, Lee Bryce, is going to be with us with a brand new album. What a great guy and a terrific artist. We've got that. And Frederick Da Silva, who will read our minds. And it's just amazing. So don't miss it.
I could use someone with that skill set on my own team. Governor, always a pleasure to talk to you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough coming right back.
If you're one of those who often feel tired, fatigued, or stressed, you need Envite Health's Energy HX. This is Jerry Hickey, Chief Scientific Officer, Pharmacist, and Radio Host at Envite Health, here to tell you about Energy HX, formulated with Panax ginseng and ubiquinol, the clinically studied active CoQ10 to reduce feelings of stress and boost your energy. Buy one bottle of Energy HX at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Order now and get free shipping. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with our nutritionist 7 days a week, 800-45 592272. The number for Invite, 800-459-2272. Visit invitehealth.com for product information for our retail locations or for free nutrition consultations with our degreed health professionals. You can listen to our radio shows and podcast at invitehealth.com. It's that time of year when stress and fatigue are overwhelming. Trust a brand with evidence-based ingredients from clinical studies offering the highest quality products, Invite Health. Call Invite at 800-459-2272 for Energy HX.
This year, nearly 22,000 American women will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and another 14,000 will die. Even worse, 10% of these deaths will be linked to a product that is found in nearly everyone's medicine cabinet. Hey ladies, this is Liz Black, and I need to tell you about a common household product that is killing innocent women. Talcum powder. For decades, studies showed that talcum contained asbestos, a known cancer-causing agent. Yet, companies like Johnson & Johnson unconscionably sell this dangerous product. This May, after being conclusively linked to deadly ovarian cancer, mesothelioma, and fallopian cancer, talcum powder was finally pulled from shelves. If you or a loved one received a cancer diagnosis after using talcum powder at any point, call Butterfuco & Associates today at 1-800-NOW-HURT. Butterfuco & Associates is helping clients recover significant damages. If you think your cancer may have been caused by talcum powder, call today, 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Listen to your favorite Christian programs anytime on the OnePlace app. Download and listen offline. Stream to your car or automated home device. Download OnePlace at Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here, and thank you for regularly, consistently trying to champion common sense in your life and the world around you. It is really, I'm really grateful for the effort that people put into wanting to understand the issues of the day, to try to respond with clarity. That's based on truth. That's all we try to do, by the way, every single day here at Kevin McCullough Radio. So thank you for those of you that support that. If you want any of our show on demand, we are easy to find. If you go to Apple Podcasts and put in Kevin McCullough Radio or KMC Radio, either one. If you go to SoundCloud.com/KMC Radio. Or search Kevin McCullough Radio within the SoundCloud universe itself. Either one of those will get you to our entire podcast university. And in this, if you hit subscribe in either the Apple Podcasts or on the SoundCloud, either one, you will get delivered to your inbox everything that we do, never for a charge, never behind a paywall, and it's available to you instantaneously. So I would encourage you to do that so that you always have, even if you don't listen every day, you end up having the ability to find it if you end up knowing that you want it and you need it, and it's already there in your inbox. But it's a great way to get the Kevin McCullough Radio and the other broadcasts that we do delivered to you every single day, and I'm grateful for that. Now, there's a lot of things that have been canceled within the last little while. There's a film about the life of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas that in the latter half of Black History Month, Amazon thought they needed to take it out of their store because it tells the story of Clarence Thomas, the Supreme Court Justice, the only African-American who's on the high court at present. But they just, you know, no explanation, just up and remove it. Dr. Seuss has had six titles removed from the libraries of online stores. iTunes, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, you can't buy the Dr. Seuss books. Even eBay is starting to prevent you from being able to buy used copies by other people that sell them. These are the things that people are canceling and censoring about. Meanwhile, a governor who has been definitively deadly to his constituents, a governor who has been definitively offensive to young women that he has harassed, a governor who has made an absolute anathema of the economy, political welfare, and infrastructure of his state, he's not canceled. He's still allowed to be governor as of this moment. That doesn't make any sense to me. ImpeachGovCuomo.com if you have thoughts on this. ImpeachGovCuomo.com. ImpeachGovCuomo.com. We'll see you Monday. I'm Kevin McCullough.